Good morning and welcome to today's Thought for the Day. My name is Charlie Newcomb. I'm the minister at Christ Church Huntingdon and I'm sharing with you today some more good news for troubled times during this coronavirus outbreak. And the subject of this podcast is that there is someone who gives us a home. There's someone who gives us a home. Well, we've all been at home with just a few brief daily excursions to the shops or for exercise for around 6 weeks now. Maybe you can think back all those weeks ago to Boris Johnson saying very forcefully to the country, stay at home. And actually a lot has happened for Boris in that time. Just a few weeks later he was in intensive care, and then just a couple of weeks after that he was rejoicing at home with the birth of his new son. But all this time most of us have been obeying the advice and staying at home. So how are you finding it? How are you finding it being at home? Perhaps for some, home feels like a wonderful place of safety and refuge away from it all. You feel safe at home. Maybe you've got a garden, and since it's mainly been quite sunny, you've been quite happy. Maybe you've been able to get on with some home decorating or home improvement. Home is a good place. But for others, perhaps home has been boring or even hard at times. Perhaps your home is small, perhaps you don't have much space, perhaps you don't get on very well with the people in your home for whatever reason. Maybe your home doesn't feel like home and you long to be in another home, maybe far, far away. Perhaps for some, sadly, home feels more like a prison than it does a happy home. Well, we all know what home should feel like. Phrases like, home is where the heart is, and there's no place like home. Tell us what we want home to feel like. Actually, it's been wonderful to hear about initiatives to combat homelessness at this time, because we all need a home. Well, can I tell you today that there is someone who gives us a home? In the Bible, in the Psalms, the word home or dwelling place is used of God. He is the ultimate place of safety. In him, there is a refuge, even from sickness and death. In Jesus, his son, we find true safety and true security. So don't run from God at this time, run to him. He is home and he provides true refuge. And Jesus says to his followers that in his Father's house there are many rooms, referring to the heavenly home that those who put their trust in Jesus can look forward to. There is someone who gives us a home. Maybe you can think back to a place that you lived in, maybe when you were growing up, maybe when you were a teenager or at some point in your life, a place that really did feel like home. Maybe it was many years ago. Maybe some of the faces that you think back to are no longer with us, but it really felt like home. And perhaps you went away for a time and one day, for whatever reason, after a period of traveling or living somewhere else, you came back home. And it was a wonderful feeling. Well, that is what it's like coming back to God. And that is what it'll feel like going home to heaven, the new heaven and the new earth that Jesus has promised for those who love him. There's someone who gives us a home. Well, whether home is a happy place or a tough place now, there is someone who gives us a true home in Jesus Christ. One of the best loved lines in a pop song is Peter Gabriel's song Salisbury Hill, which finishes with this line, grab your things, I'm going to take you home. During this time of lockdown, have you thought about how wonderful it would be to come home to God? Thanks for listening.